If you have your Bible tonight, I want for a look just a little while tonight, if God will be our help, in Revelation chapter 21. Revelation chapter number 21, verse number 5. The Bible says, "And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son." Turn over to verse 22. He said, I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it. But for the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of earth do bring their glory and honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. And there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. I want to preach just a minute tonight, if God will be our help, on this thought, a look into heaven. Amen. A look into heaven. Have you ever thought what it would be like to look into heaven? Amen. If we could ever really look into heaven, I thought about this day, if we could ever really look into heaven, it would give us all the more reason, praise God, to go there. Amen. All more reason to go to heaven if we could just see into heaven, praise God. Amen. And now the Lord tells us here in chapter 21, he says that in verse number 5, that he that sat upon the throne, we're talking about God, amen. He's the one that's sitting on the throne. Amen. He said, "Behold, I make all things new." So he said, for believers, praise God, he said, all things are going to become new. Amen. In other words, he said, everything's not going to stay like it is. Now us old folks, Brother Junior, we get kind of accustomed to going in a certain path in a certain direction. And we don't like change much. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad that God gives us a reason to change. And that change is a change that's going to be satisfactory, praise God, for us and for Him one day in a little while. As we begin to look into heaven, we begin to see what God has for us and realize that believers, praise God, have got a promise of heaven. And praise God, and it's going to be worth it all because He says, "Behold, I make all things new." He said, when we get over there, everything's going to be different. Everything's going to be new. Now just think about this. When we all get to heaven, every day everything will be new. There'll be no death, dying, or decay in heaven. Amen. There'll be nothing falling apart. Amen. Praise God. Everything will be satisfactory. Everything will be good for a born again believer. Now those that reject God, amen, they're going to live in the same sins, praise God, the same sinfulness throughout eternity. The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and the whoremongers and the sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Amen. He said, while we're rejoicing and praising God in heaven, they're going to be living in the old sinful way that they did, praise God, before they went to hell. You say, "Preacher, this ain't much of an encouraged message." Yeah, it is. Praise God, you haven't met to encourage you to be a child of God. You get to be a child of God, you don't have to worry about hell. Amen. Hell won't be your home, praise God. You'll in a day or two, we'll be in heaven. Amen. He says in verse 27, Revelation 21:27, he says, "There shall in no wise enter into it," talking about heaven, anything that defileth. Neither whatsoever work in the abomination. That's what makes God sick. Amen. There's a lot of things in this world today, praise God, it makes him sick. God, I'm saying it, God's about sick of it. Amen. He's sick of the wickedness, the sin, the hatred, the bitterness. Amen. He's sick of it. Amen. If he said, what maketh a lie, he said, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life, those are the ones, praise God, that'll enter into heaven. Amen. You've got to ask yourself, is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Have you been saved? Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, what He did on Calvary? Have you accepted the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus? He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. He said, that's the way. He said, have you accepted the way? Amen, Lord Jesus Christ. Because Jesus said, praise God, for those that have accepted the way, those are ready. I look into heaven, praise God, we see in it. He says, I make all things new. Now, I got to thinking about this today as I was reading this. He says that He makes all things new. And he said, right, for these words are true and faithful. In other words, he said, these are irrefutable. These words are absolute truth. Amen. In other words, what God is saying to us tonight, young, is He said, you can believe what I say. Amen. Praise God. You can take it to the bank. Praise the Lord. He said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Not only is God the beginning for salvation, God is the end for salvation. What is the end of salvation? The end is the partaking of the promise of God. Amen. Becoming a child of God in the place that God has prepared for us. Entering into portals of glory, into heaven, praise God, with God. He goes on in verse number 6, and he says this, I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. Now, I want you to look at this fountain for just a minute. What do we think of when we think of a fountain? Amen. First thing I think of a source. When you think of a fountain, you think of a source. When we were kids, we used to go to Douglas Lake every weekend. We'd go down on Fridays with Teresa's mom and daddy. We'd go down on Fridays, load the kids up. We'd go down on Friday, and we'd come back Saturday evening. But you can't drink their water down there because it's full of sulfur. So there was a place over there out from the lakelands where they had a mountain stream, and there was this big spigot that come out, a big pipe come out of the bank, and we'd go over there, and we'd load our jugs up with that cool spring water. It was like as a fountain. He didn't know, you couldn't see it, but praise God, you could see what the results of it. It was a source, praise God, and it was the coolest, freshest, best water you ever put to your lips. Amen. When I think of this fountain, I think of that source, praise God. It's the best source that you could ever find. In other words, there's none like it anywhere. You'll look and search and you'll never find it. What God was saying here to me and you, youngins, He said, I'll give you, he said, praise God, if you're thirsty, He said, I'll bring you to the fountain. Praise God, I'll bring you to the source. Amen. The source. He said, where the supply is. In other words, He said, it won't be limited. Amen. God says, I'll bring you to a source that's unlimited. Praise God. If you're thirsty, you can drink till you satisfy your thirst. Boy, would to God that we, God's people, could get thirsty for the Word of God again. Get thirsty for the things of God. Get thirsty for the touch of God in our lives. Thirsty for the tug of God on our lives. Praise God. That influence that God has on me and you. So we have the source, we have the supply, praise God. Amen. But He's literally speaking here. He said, him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. So I'll give it to him. Amen. In other words, praise God, He said, I've got a surprise for you. Amen. He said, a source, a supply, and a surprise. He said, it's going to be a well. It's going to be overflowing. It's going to be so great that you can't contain it. It's going to be running over, praise God. It's going to fill you up, and it's going to overflow. Amen. Praise God. He said, that's what's going to happen. And he said, what it's going to do, you see, he's speaking here of a highest enjoyment. He said, it's going to be so satisfying, praise God, that you're going to be thrilled in your soul. Amen. It's that living water, praise God, that'll satisfy you from the inside out. Amen. So God's setting this thing up here in a big way. Amen. As we look into heaven, we see the aspect of what God has laid out for us. And then he said, and he that overcometh shall inherit all things. Now he's talking about this overcomer. Amen. He's talking about that one as persistent, praise God. And that word overcome means it expresses a continuance. It expresses that perseveres and that keeps going on. And what it's doing, the overcoming, praise God, it expresses the inheritance. Amen. It's the factor, praise God, of the inheritance. Amen. We keep pressing on. We keep trusting God. Amen. Because we're filled up, or we're loaded up, we're refreshed, we're the source, the supply. Hey, praise God. We're filled up with the things of God, and we're expecting something great big. We become partakers in it. And he said that those that overcome, those that are expecting it, praise God, will see the power of God. We'll enter into the inheritance. Now, an inheritance, in order to be an inheritor, you have to be an heir. Amen. You have to be an heir of something to inherit. Amen. And now to be an heir is something that's, it's not fickle, it's absolute. Either you is or you ain't. Amen. Amen. And to be an heir, you either are or you ain't. You either are an heir or you're not an heir. Amen. And if you're an heir, praise God, he said we see this in an absolute sense. He said, the overcoming is the very essence of being an heir, inherited the inheritance. Amen. So we see God Almighty speaking to us here, and he said, in order to be an heir in this, we have to have the absolute sense, praise God, to the point that we go ahead, Justin, and we just take possession of it. We just go ahead and claim it, praise God. Say, you know what? Glory, hallelujah. I'm an heir of the King. I'm an heir of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I have an inheritance, praise God, that's laid up for me. Amen. It's already mine. Amen. Hey, you realize, praise God, if you're a child of God, if you've been saved, born again, you have an inheritance in heaven. It's already yours. And he said, those that just stay with God, those that trust God, those that rely on God, praise God. He said, you're an heir, your inheritance, praise God. It's already laid up, set aside for you. Amen. So God is a blessing in it. God's a touching in it. And as we begin to look into heaven, we begin to see God as he begins to set these things up for us. So that when we get there, praise God, there'll be nothing lacking but you. Amen. Won't that be something, praise God? Listen, hey, it ain't like a motel. You don't have to take your stuff with you and hope you got clean towels and soap. Amen. God Almighty is going before us, praise God. He's making provision. He's setting this thing up for me and you. And you see this thing as it plays out. And all through human history, we see it as God is setting this up for me and you. And it all began, amen. Human history began over in the garden, amen. Genesis chapter 2 said he created man, he put him in a garden. Amen. Praise God. And we see it in Genesis 2, 8 through 17, how God set him up. But praise God, in the end, he says, God said, I'm going to do the same thing. He said, I'm going to set you up in a city. Amen. Set you up in a city. And that city is kind of like a garden. Because everything around it, praise God, is going to be perfect. Everything around it's going to be set up, praise God, for His glory. But the most inspiring thing about heaven, and that's not going to be the absence of sin, because there won't be no sin there. That would be one of the greatest reasons to go there, Brother Robert, because there won't be no sin in heaven. I mean, it'll be gone. It'll be non-existent. But the biggest thing is not that there won't be no sin there, but the biggest thing that inspires us about heaven, Brother Robert, is the presence of the Lord is going to be there with us. Amen. Every day, all day long. You say, well, preacher, how do we know? Because he's with us now. We can't see him. We can't touch him. But praise God, I'm glad we can feel him. I know we don't run on feelings, but I thank God I can feel the Holy Ghost of God. I know God lives inside me, and wherever I go, He goes with me. Everything I go through, He goes through with me. When I face the fires of this world and persecution, praise God, He's there with me. Just like He's there with you. The biggest thing, praise God, is not the sin not be there, but God's presence will be there. The presence of God's glory will be with us in heaven. In Revelation chapter 21, verse 3, the Bible says this, and I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, And He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself shall be with them and be their God. Amen? So He's going to be there with us. Verse number 11 said, having the glory of God and her light was like, it was like the stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. But God said this thing's going to be laid out. It's going to be so precious. It's going to be so enduring, praise God, that we can see the power of God's might in everything that's there. He says in Revelation chapter 21, verse 23, He said, the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon nor to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. Praise God. So we see here to God Almighty, He said He's going to be the light in that city. He's going to be that illuminating factor, praise God. We won't need any other thing. He said, because I'm going to make all things new. He said, I'm going to take all the darkness away. The darkness will have to flee. The darkness will be gone. And all that we'll see in heaven is the marvelous light of God the Father and God the Son. Won't that be a day? Praise the Lord. I tell you what, it's going to get bigger and better farther on. Amen. What makes the difference? God's presence, praise God, makes the difference in all things. His presence is going to make all things new. Let me tell you what, young tonight, when you get the presence of God in your life, it makes everything new. Amen. It changes the aspect. It changes the way you think, the way you act, the way you react. Every essence and fiber of your being changes when you get the Lord Jesus, the God of heaven, in your heart. Amen. Praise God. He does that. He's going to be the light. Not only is He going to be light there, He's going to be the very temple itself. Amen. Now, we have a church where we come and worship God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, this building is not, we call it a church, but the building actually is a building. But we, the people, are the church. Amen? Amen. Amen. Praise God. The people are church. He says, in John, Revelation 21 and verse 22, He said, I saw no temple therein. Wow, that could be sad. He said, you get to heaven, there ain't going to be no temple. What do we do? Where will we worship? Amen. So we're going to worship God in spirit and truth. Amen. He said, and I saw no temple therein. And then He tells you why. He said, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. He said, when you get to heaven, praise God, and we're looking in, we see you in there, we get there. He said, hey, there's not going to be a temple. There's not going to be a church building per se, but there's going to be God the Father and God the Son. And praise God, when you come together in this church house or any church house, praise God, we are to come together to be in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Amen. So He said, there's not going to be a temple there per se like we have on earth, but said God Almighty is going to be the temple. God Almighty is going to dwell with us. He's going to walk with us. He's going to be with us. His presence is going to be with us. Amen. Praise God. We're going to see Him as He is. Amen. The temple, He's going to be the temple. He's going to be that place we gather. Amen. Ain't that the way it's supposed to be anyway? Amen. The place that we're supposed to gather is gather ourselves unto the Lord. Come together before the Lord. Amen. Look and see God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that illuminates and helps us see Him. Amen. So He's going to be that temple. He's also not going to be only the temple. He's going to be the light. There won't be no need for any other light up there. Amen. He's going to be the absolute light. And darkness, I've already said, and darkness has to flee so the light can shine. Amen. You know, God's already working on that. He's working on me and you, praise God. He'll get rid of the darkness if we'll let Him. If we'll ask Him to, praise God, the Holy Ghost got to come in and the darkness has to flee. Kind of like going down in that mine. Going down in a deep, dark mine with no flashlight. Feeling your way along the walls as you go down, 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 deeper and deeper. Get down there and you get past the mouth of that tunnel, go around the turn, go down a little way, you get to a place where you can't see nothing. Amen. But it's amazing, praise God, that you can take a little bit lighter and you can flick your beak. Amen. And that light comes on and praise God, that darkness flees and all of a sudden you can see around you. Amen. God said, in that place in heaven, glory to God, He said, there'll be no darkness up there because God Almighty is going to be a magnificent, marvelous light that's going to shine, praise God, and the darkness has to flee. I wonder how that's going to work. At night I like to go out sometimes and look up at the moon and the stars. I mean, it's just amazing thing how they reflect the light of God. You realize that all that is just a reflection. There's no energy there. There's nothing that puts out any energy from the stars or the moon. It's all a reflection. Amen. But when we get to heaven, we won't need a reflection, praise God, because we'll be with God. Amen. We'll be in the morning. Are you getting this? I about had me a spell when I got to thinking about this. Praise God. Hey, in order to see the marvelous light of reflection, God, you won't have to go nowhere. You won't have to, praise God, you'll be in it. Amen. Praise, I'm talking about looking to heaven, what we might see, praise God. A place where there'll be no more temple, there'll be no more light because God Almighty's going to be there. And we're going to be with Him and His presence. And in His presence, there'll be a whole lot of no more. There'll be no more sin. Amen. There'll be no more pain. There'll be no more death or dying. Praise God. There'll be no more sorrow or crying over there. Amen. Praise God. Look what it says in Revelation chapter 21, verse number 4. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Why? Because God said, I'm going to make it all new. I'm going to make that all has-been stuff, praise God. I'm going to wipe that out of the way. I'm going to take it out of the way. And so you don't have to fool with that no more. You don't have to worry about that no more. Praise God, I'm going to be your light, and I'm going to be your life. Praise God, I'm going to be everything you'll ever need. I want to say, praise God, listen to me right now. God is everything we ever need right now. Without Him, we can do nothing. We can have nothing. But with God, praise God, He said, all things are possible with God. Amen. Amen. When we look into heaven, amen. Now, when John was looking into heaven, he saw these marvelous things. But God says, I'm going to make all things new. How does God do that? He takes away the curse. Amen. He takes us out from under the curse. He takes us away from the curse, or He takes the curse away from us so that we can come into the marvelous light of God without the curse. In Revelation chapter 22, verse 3, he said, and there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and His servants shall serve Him. Amen. So you say, preacher, how can we get... wait a minute, I need to understand, how are we going to get away from the sin and the sickness and the death and the dying and the sorrow and the crying? How are we going to get away? Because the curse is gone. Amen. That makes you feel bad. That makes you tired. That makes you weary. That makes you frustrated. Praise God, when we get to heaven, praise God, He says it's all going to be gone. What does that mean? It means that whenever we get there, we can praise and worship God all night if we want to, because there won't be no night. And we can worship Him all day, because every day, Brother Ralph, it'll just be good morning. Amen? I'll see you over yonder, and then about 1,000 years later, I'll pass you on the road, and I'll say, well, good morning. You say, good morning, praise God. Amen? There'll be no more night. Be more time, praise God. God said, I'm going to take all of that away. Amen. A look into heaven, praise God, the marvelous thing, the wonderful things that we can see when we look into heaven. John was a pinner down. John was trying to explain to us what heaven was like. But praise God, it was so magnificent. It was so wonderful to behold, praise God. He couldn't even begin to explain it. He couldn't begin to describe what heaven looked like. He couldn't begin to even imagine and explain the glory of heaven. Amen. He doesn't try to. It would have been impossible. Our mind cannot explain heaven. Think about that. Go home, meditate that on that about 2 or 3 days. Amen. Try to get a hold of heaven. Try to see heaven what it is. So what John is telling us here, praise God, he's telling us that we'll not matter, praise God. that won't matter no more, praise God. It's not about the things that we'll see, the marvelous things that we'll see when we get there. But John, through the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, Jesus is telling us, praise the Lord. He said, hey, it won't matter what it'd be like in heaven, but praise God, what'll matter is what God Almighty has done and the presence of God in reality with us. He said, that's what will matter. Amen. John can't ever even begin to look. He looks into heaven, he can't even begin to explain it. Can't describe it. It's too magnificent for the mind. Our intellect. And John was a pretty smart feller. Amen. He wrote the book, John wrote the book of Revelation. He was a pretty smart feller, but he couldn't comprehend the magnificence of heaven. Just told us, praise God, the most important thing is that God Almighty is going to be there with us. We're going to be heirs and we're going to be there with God, and God's going to be in His presence is going to be with us in heaven. Amen, praise God. That's the most important part. So what God does through the Lord Jesus Christ, He gives us a preview of eternal glory. See, God Almighty through Jesus Christ had told us in John chapter 14. He said, let not your heart be troubled till you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. But He says, I go to prepare a place for you. Amen. You know what He said? Is that not Bible? Did I misquote it? Amen. That's what He said. So what God is doing, what Jesus is doing, praise God, He's appointing out to John. He said, remember what you pinned down that I said over in John chapter 14? He said, this thing's come full circle, John. He said, I want you to look into glory, and I want you to see what I promised you, and I want you to see that it's real, that it's coming to the full. Praise God, and it's really there like I said it would be. Praise God. It's going to be, and it's even better than I promised it would be. Praise God, it's there, John. You can see it, and I want you to, hey, there's people being persecuted. There's been people put down. There's people getting discouraged. But John, you go and tell them what you've seen when you looked into heaven, praise God, that it's just as real as I said it was, and it's there, praise God, for everyone that'll receive it. That'll come to the fountain and drink, praise God. They'll get filled up. They'll be overflowing. God said, I've done that for you. The eternal glory of God is there for every man to behold. He said, I go to prepare a place, amen, for those that'll prepare for that place. Amen. He said, John, this is a preview. This is a peek into the future. He said, I want you to see and I want you to know that it's just exactly like I promise. The reason we get to go to heaven, because Lord Jesus Christ made us a promise. Before he ever come to earth, while he was on earth, and before he went back to heaven, he made us a promise. Amen. Each and every one of us. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. Amen. He said, and if I go and prepare you a place, which we know he has, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Amen. John said, I got to see the... John was a heart. He said, I got to see the place, young'un. Glory, hallelujah. The promise is being fulfilled. The promise is there. The promise is in Christ Jesus. He said, I got to look into heaven. And it's too wonderful to explain. It's too wonderful to describe. Praise God, but I know that what will be there will be nothing that will discourage. But praise God, the only thing that all we have to look forward to in heaven is the promise of God. The promise of God. You know what we need to be telling our families, our friends, our loved ones? Amen. Or say, hey, listen, you need to get saved more to get trust in Lord Jesus Christ, because there's a promise of heaven. I want you to go with me. Amen. God made a place. God made a place for you. Do you know each and every one of these a place in the Lamb's book of life for your name to be written in? Amen. If it ain't there, if it's not there, it won't be God's fault. Because He made a provision. Amen. That place in the Lamb's Book of Life is just like that place, but it's that place prepared for you and me. A place where God will write your name, write our name, so that we can go to heaven in a little while. So we can go be with the Lord to that place that's prepared for you and I. Our loved ones, we need to tell them, pray God, there's a place for your name. Amen. You know what amazes me? You can tell somebody, you know what? There's an agent over there on the corner. If you'll go over and sign your name in his book, you can get a free trip to Hawaii. They'd break their neck to get to that book. Amen. I mean something temporal. I mean just a weekend trip to Hawaii. They'd run over each other. They'd be lying for city blocks trying to sign their name, wouldn't they? Amen. But Jesus said, I've got a place for you in heaven, praise God. There's a place in my that book of life. You can sign up in there and you'll be guaranteed to see the city. And John says, I'll give you just a little look into heaven, a little peek of God's glory. Wouldn't you like to come go with me? That's what he's doing. Jesus Christ is saying, hey, look, don't just ask him, wouldn't you like to go with me to this marvelous place prepared where there's no more sadness and heartache, but just shouting and praising and giving God glory throughout eternity. Amen. Our mind can't comprehend that. My mind, I'll be honest, I can't comprehend eternity. I mean, decades and centuries and eons, and I can't comprehend it. But we'll be good, we'll be well, we'll be with God. Just shouting and praising and giving Him glory. God said, I'd like you to go with me on a little adventure. I said, glory, hallelujah. Amen. Me and Brother Junior said, we're going fishing, Lord. Amen. Just, yeah, we're going fishing for souls. Amen. Praise God. I'm talking about a look into heaven, youngins. What God's trying to tell us through John here, through the book of Revelation. You know, there's a lot of people say, oh, you don't need to read the book of Revelation. The Bible says we're supposed to. Amen. Read, understand. God's putting us down so we can see. It's a revelation of Lord Jesus Christ and the promises He's made to His people, to you and me. Amen. Do you have those promises today? Do you know what the promise He's talking about? That promise of eternal glory in heaven. Amen. Can you see it? I mean, can you take a little look into heaven? Praise God. Sometimes I've preached it before. We need to just get each other and scotch each other up and try to raise us up a little bit that each one of us can just get a little peek over into heaven. Boy, I tell you what, He'll give you to go yonder. It'll encourage your heart. It'll encourage each other. It ought to encourage us to be able to scotch somebody and lift them up a little bit so we can see into heaven. That's what John's are trying to do, praise God. It's what Jesus did for John. He lifted him up in the Spirit, praise God, and let him see over into glory. And John seen marvelous and wonderful things. Too great to even begin to explain, to describe. But praise God, it was all because of God's glory. Amen. Praise God.